Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
In studio, Mo is already preparing us for a train wreck. Kristen and one of our listeners gave him an assignment to wrap a children's book that he's going to try here in a couple of minutes. But as he's reading over the children's book right now, he's like, it don't even rhyme.
I thought the words would at least rhyme.
No, man.
Oh, my God.
So she gave you this assignment, and she's like, you know what? This is going to be so bad, I'm not even going to come in today.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah, right?
It was very convenient.
No accountability. Yeah, she's got a cold, so she's out today. Before we get into that, I just noticed this, that I wonder if the ratings on the Super Bowl are going to suck kind of this year. And I got one indication on why. First, you've got, like, Kansas City playing for the third year in a row, and people don't like that, right? They like new stuff. And there's just not a lot of meat on the bones, I think, for a lot of non-sports fans to attach themselves to the game. But normally what you see leading up to the game is ticket prices starting to rise as people start to panic that they can't get in to the Super Bowl. Demand becomes really, really large. So you see the prices going up, right? Not this year. I was just reading that the tickets have actually dropped. Cheapest ticket now is below $4,000. Man, that's crazy.
I thought it was like over $10,000 just to get into the game last year. No?
It could be.
It could have been towards the end, yeah.
You talk about a game, what, like an elitist game now. I mean, most people can't afford that, right? Well, maybe this year you can. Tickets are now below $4,000 on the secondary market, but that's crazy amount of money. It's a 38% decline over the past week and more than 50% cheaper compared to last year's Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, at this point, it kind of looks like a bargain compared to last year.
Even at $4,000.
I know.
I don't remember a year where the Super Bowl declined right before the game.
Yeah.
That's very odd.
I'm wondering if the ratings are going to be pretty poor on it also. All right, so Kristen gets this DM from a virtual listener, Sarah, with a challenge. Because there's a dude on Instagram that loves to do this. That his name is Jordan Simmons, and he raps children's books.
Yo, this is Llama Llama Red Pajama, written by Anna Dudney, and I'm gonna rap this book. Yeah. Llama Llama Red Pajama reads the story with his mama. Mama kisses baby's hair. Mama Llama goes downstairs. Llama Llama Red Pajama feels alone without his mama. Baby Llama wants a drink. Mama's at the kitchen sink. Yeah. Llama Llama Red Pajama calls down to his mama.
Maybe we should not have played that first.
I was just saying.
That was a horrible idea.
We should have played that after yours.
Oh, my God.
All right, now the difference here, just to set this whole thing up, with Jordan Simmons is he gets to read the book, he knows the book, he can pick the right book, he can pick a beat, he knows it's going to sound good to you, right? You don't have any of that.
I have not. No, this is my first time seeing the book. Kristen brought it to me yesterday. It apparently is Jimmy's favorite book. Called The Wonky Donkey. I opened it and immediately realized that most of these words do not rhyme. The beat I've heard for all of 2 seconds.
Okay. She has screwed you.
Oh, this is bad.
Totally and completely. And then it was just like, I don't even want to see it. It's going to be such a train wreck. I'm not coming into that.
I don't even want to be there.
All right. Take it when you want, dude.
All right. Katie, now is as good as ever.
And this is Wonky Donkey?
This is The Wonky Donkey, number one bestseller. Words by Craig Smith. Illustrations by Katz Cowley. I was walking down the road and saw a donkey. Hee-ha, hee-ha. He had 3 legs, 1 eye, and he liked to listen to country music. He was a honky-tonky, winky-wonky donkey. I was walking down the street and saw a donkey. Hee-ha. He had 3 legs, 1 eye, listened to country music, and he was quite tall and slim. He was a lanky, honky-tonky, winky-wonky donkey. I was walking down the street and saw a donkey. You guessed it. Hee-haw. He had three legs, one eye. He liked to listen to country music, and he was quite tall and slim. And he smelt really, really bad. He was a stinky, dinky, lanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky, donkey. Walking down the street and saw a donkey. Hee-haw. He had three legs, one eye. Listened to country music. He was quite tall and slim. He smelled really, really bad. And that morning, he got up early and he hadn't had any coffee. He was a cranky, stinky, dinky, lanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky donkey. Walking down the street and saw a donkey. Hee-haw. He had three legs, one eye. Listened to country music. He was quite tall and slim. He smelled really bad. That morning, he got early. He hadn't had any coffee. He was always getting himself into mischief. He was a hanky, panky, cranky, stinky, dinky, lanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky, donkey. I was walking down the street and saw a donkey.
Hee-haw.
He had three legs, one eye, listen to country music. He was quite tall and slim, but he was quite good looking. He was a spunky, hanky, panky, cranky, stinky, dinky, lanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky, donkey. It is.
Wow, okay. You talk about making chicken salad out of something else.
I don't know if that's what I made. I don't know what's in that salad.
I mean, I know it was no llama red pajama, but you did your best.
You know what? I think I'm going to leave this one for Jordan. That man got it on lock.
And donkeys don't like to be called honkies either. I can tell you that right. Okay. Well done, man.
Thanks, man.
That was not easy.
The Burt Show.